Mr. President, Excellencies, Ministers and Delegates to the 64th World Health Assembly. Jamaica acknowledges the considerable global leadership that is provided by the World Health Organization and the Director General in giving priority to the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases. This leadership has been demonstrated by way of several resolutions that have been adopted over the last decade, leading up to the special resolutions that will be considered in this assembly. Jamaica looks forward to the high-level meeting of the General Assembly on the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases, which is scheduled for September of this year. Given the global situation with respect to the prevalence of non-communicable diseases and their impact on developing and emerging countries and their most vulnerable populations, it is now time to place this most critical health issue on the global agenda. Jamaica therefore applauds the determination of member states to place this issue on the global health agenda and recognizes the efforts of CARICOM member countries in this regard. The number of Jamaicans who are presenting at our public health facilities with non-communicable diseases continues to be a major concern for policymakers. Approximately one out of every six deaths in Jamaica is caused by one of the three most prevalent diseases, cardiovascular conditions, diabetes, or cancer. One in 13 Jamaicans in the 15 to 74 age cohort has diabetes, and one in four Jamaicans in the same age cohort has hypertension. The prevalence of diabetes increases with age up to as high as 14% of persons who are 25 years old and older. This has tremendous implications for the cost of providing health care to Jamaica's aging population. Many persons bypass the primary health care system and its emphasis on prevention and present themselves with complications at hospitals later on. The average length of stay in hospital for persons with diabetes is 11.9 days. This situation is compounded by the fact that 60% of persons with diabetes will have three or more comorbid conditions. The government is therefore focusing on the primary health care level, including increasing the capacity and strengthening the physical infrastructure. We do have some challenges. Particularly in the area of human resources, there is a chronic shortage of pharmacists, which continues to drive the health-seeking behavior toward the secondary care institutions. More emphasis will have to be placed on health promotion and prevention, accelerated training of specific categories of health workers, and strengthening the public-private partnerships. It is noteworthy that many of the maternal deaths occurring in the country are associated with conditions, the complications of chronic diseases such as heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes. The impact of the chronic diseases is adversely affecting our ability to achieve the related Millennium Development Goals. Jamaica is therefore pleased that the debate on the non-communicable diseases has been elevated to the agenda of the United Nations. As is the case in most other countries that are confronting this critical public health problem, the prevalence of these diseases is higher in persons in the lower socioeconomic groups. It will take a significant investment in health promotion and education, health systems strengthening, and clinical interventions to address this growing epidemic. Jamaica looks forward to the outcome of the UN high-level meeting in September and requests the continued support of the Director General in our collective efforts to stem the high incidence and prevalence of these diseases. I thank you very much.